Hello, and welcome to Stream Globe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Our topic today is titled Walking in the New Life. Today's meditation was written by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Make a tree good and its fruit will be good, or make a tree bad and its fruit will be bad. For a tree is known by its fruit. I have just read from the New English Translation. After Gbenga accepted the Lord Jesus, he noticed that there was great resistance in his heart to continuing in his sinful ways. This resistance was not there before. He started seeking for understanding on how to overcome the sins that seemed too powerful for him, because unlike before, they now made him feel uncomfortable and miserable. He devoted himself to discipleship because he was now tired of living a miserable life. Somehow, Gbenga understood that if he continued to violate this new fragile conscience that he had received with the new birth, he would deaden it one day and go back to how he used to be. When you became born again, one of the most important things that happened to you was a change of heart. God says that he will give us a new heart and write his law upon it. God gave you a new heart that is able to receive and understand the spirit of his law and not just the letters. One of the major differences between the old heart and the new heart you receive as a child of God is that this new heart can understand the spirit of God's law. The old heart could only work in the letters. And the Bible says, the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Because of this new heart you received from God, you are to live a new life as his child. Whenever a true believer sins, he cannot be comfortable because sin is contrary to his new nature within. The only reason why it is even possible for a believer to sin is because his body has not yet been changed. And until the resurrection, when it will be changed, he can still sin. That's why we have been admonished not to walk in the flesh, but to walk in the Spirit. And this is possible by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Righteousness is in your renewed spirit, but sin is still in your flesh. So you are to reckon yourself dead to sin by denying the flesh. See Romans chapter 6 verse 11. They that continue to walk in the flesh will die spiritually and go back to how they used to be before they were saved. See Romans chapter 8 verse 13. It says, if you walk in the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the works of the flesh, you will live. The only way to successfully put to death the works of the flesh is through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. He makes it possible for you to ignore the cravings of the flesh and walk in the righteousness of your renewed spirit. He has the ability to quicken our mortal bodies so that we can walk in the newness of life. Go into today remembering that the only way to conquer the overpowering influence of the flesh is through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. Read Romans chapter 8 verse 13 again. You give the Holy Spirit entrance and administrator access in your life through the entrance of the Word of God. This happens by applying your heart to understanding the Word of God. Applying your heart to understanding the Word of God is the way you give the Holy Spirit access to empower you over sin that is in the flesh. One way he does this is by furnishing the understanding within you that you have died to sin and are now made alive unto righteousness. Say this prayer confession. Sin has no dominion over me. I am walking in the newness of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. We should all please our neighbors for their good, to build them up. For even Christ did not please himself. But as it is written, the insults of those who insult you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Let all the peoples extol him. And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge and competent to instruct one another. Yet I have written you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again, because of the grace God gave me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles. He gave me the priestly duty of proclaiming the gospel of God, so that the Gentiles might become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. By the power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God. So from Jerusalem, all the way around to Illyricum, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ. It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who are not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand. This is why I have often been hindered from coming to you. But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to visit you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to see you while passing through, and to have you assist me on my journey there, after I have enjoyed your company for a while. Now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem, in the service of the Lord's people there. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the Lord's people in Jerusalem. They were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessings. So after I have completed this task, and have made sure that they have received this fruit, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the full measure of the blessing of Christ. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Pray that I may be kept safe from the unbelievers in Judea, and that the contribution I take to Jerusalem may be favorably received by the Lord's people there, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy, and together with you be refreshed. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deacon of the church in Centrea. I ask you to receive her in the Lord in a way worthy of his people, and to give her any help she may need from you, for she has been the benefactor of many people, including me. greet Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in Christ Jesus. They risked their lives for me. Not only I, but all the churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Greet also the church that meets at their house. Greet my dear friend Epaenetus, who was the first convert to Christ in the province of Asia. Greet Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my fellow Jews who have been in prison with me. They are outstanding among the apostles, and they were in Christ before I was. Greet Ampliatus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our co-worker in Christ, and my dear friend Stachys. Greet Apelles, whose fidelity to Christ has stood the test. Greet those who belong to the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my fellow Jew. Greet those in the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, those women who work hard in the Lord. Greet my dear friend Persis, another woman who has worked very hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother, who has been a mother to me too. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the other brothers and sisters with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nereus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the Lord's people who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ send greetings. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people. Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I rejoice because of you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, my co-worker, sends his greetings to you, as do Lucius, Jason, and Sosipater, my fellow Jews.
I, Tertius, who wrote down this letter, greet you in the Lord.
Gaius, whose hospitality I and the whole church here enjoy, sends you his greetings. Erastus, who is the city's director of public works, and our brother Quartus, send you their greetings. Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to faith and obedience. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. We encourage you to download and share this devotional audio. You can contact us by visiting www.streamglobedevotional.com.